From the Center. It has been 16 years since we opened the doors at the Earl Baum Center, and what a wonderful ride it has been. Thanks to Earl's generosity and dream of having his property become an educational and recreational center for those dealing with sight loss, many people with low or no vision have been helped to live a full and productive life. A true godsend, his 17-acre farm has become the special organization and beautiful facility we now enjoy. Over the 20-plus years of my involvement, I have been so honored to be the leader. I am very grateful to have been gifted with the challenges and rewards of serving so many. During my tenure, I have lost virtually all of my sight, and yet my life has been enriched in many ways. I only hope that others will recognize that devoting one's life to making a difference for others is the most satisfying role a person can experience. It is now time for me to step down and open the Earl Baum Center to new leadership. I am pleased to announce that Dan Needham, our Chief Operating Officer, will become the Chief Executive Officer on January 1, 2016. Dan has great talent, drive, values, and interest in making the EBC a better and stronger organization. He cares about those we serve and values the staff, volunteers, clients, supporters, and community. Please welcome Dan and do all you can to make his tenure as special as mine has been. Over the years, I have spoken about the enormous challenges we have faced as a small and young organization struggling through some very trying times. I recently heard an interview with Bill and Melinda Gates talking about philanthropy and the need for much more focus on giving. Though we have no relationship with the Gates family, wouldn't that be nice? We do have a relationship with you, the people who have seen firsthand the way the community benefits from our work. I love the expression, give till it helps, and hope you will take it to heart, since you are our best hope for success. The government and the system seem to have lost interest in supporting social services, particularly those assisting individuals with disabilities. Since opening our doors, the reimbursement we receive for providing skills training to those dealing with blindness is less today than 16 years ago. We have seen dramatic cuts in services to older adults, 55 plus, and it's likely the trend will soon get much worse. I hope and pray that you and those in our community will understand that the Earl Baum Center is the only entity standing between isolated lives and those of independence and activity. In recent times, we have watched our donations decrease while demand grows. To maintain current services and expand to meet the growing need, we need your support in a big way. You know and understand the importance of our work, and we need you to keep giving what you can and to become an ambassador for this center out in the world. Here are some of the ways you can help make a real difference. Make regular donations to the Earl Baum Center and the people we serve. Speak to your financial advisor about including Earl Baum in your long-term giving plans. Bequests will likely be the vehicle that keeps us thriving. Let others know that Earl Baum is a worthy organization that would use financial support wisely to serve people facing sight loss. We need to expand our base of support. In my last few weeks as the leader of the Earl Baum Center, I hope to see a big jump in support. I want to leave Earl Baum in the best condition possible, and I'm relying on all of you to bring about that achievement. Thank you for all that you do for the Earl Baum Center. I will miss my daily involvement, but will never stop doing all in my power to see the Earl Baum Center provide community benefits to all in need. For the last time, Alan Brenner, CEO.